epic day, epic day. Hope everybody is having an awesome and amazing day. And I pray that this finds you in good health. Welcome to another episode of Epic Living with Jay. As I shared in a previous episode, God's been taking me through a number of challenges as well as training. I like to call it OPT, on purpose training. Show me myself. Show me things that I have allowed to hold me back, not even knowing that it was holding me back from my purpose. One of the major things was emotion. But we'll get further into that in another episode. But this particular one is simply meant for catch up on blessings in life. Well, today is my son's 13th birthday. And both he and I have been through quite a bit since the last time, before the last episode. But it's all God got, all good. God is working. So I've gotten into a place where I was heading into a existence of not being or not wanting to be in a relationship again. I've seen some things. God has showed me some things in years past that didn't have full clarity. I had visions, and it just stuck. Have you ever had those? Well, I had this one particular vision where a person of importance in this vision's face was blurred out. And after meeting somebody in real life, that face was unblurred. I'm not going to go into detail, as people may listen and they may try to piece together who this is or whatever. But I got to a point where I started to give up, mainly on relationships. So, just from what, you know, me and my son have been through, but I'm so grateful to God that He does not leave your side no matter what. It's a promise. So I met a person, and it was just weird and off the usual way of me meeting people. But God knows what that was all about. But some things were revealed. Just meeting this person just made me want to elevate. Not to the point of, oh, I just got to be a better person for them. But the Lord was speaking to me so clearly. And one thing He said, it spoke into my heart, is, and I felt it. I was like, you know what? That's true. I truly believe I can't be anything without you. So in order for me to be anything of importance and significance and of true change in somebody's life in this world, God has to be the main ingredient. So whether I want to be a good man, a good husband, a good father, He has to be my source. So meeting this person made me want to just delve deeper into Him, because I know doing that, it'll make me the man I need to be. for that person in whatever capacity, and for my family and everybody else. It has been a little painful because it's deep-rooted stuff that, thank God, he has given me the tools to prune and uproot some things. Well, more so prune. We'll talk about that too. But this is part one. So I'll be getting more into it, just giving you a little overview of what's going on. And I pray that you get something of epic proportion out of what is going to be shared. So stay tuned. Again, you guys have an epic rest of your day. There's no other way to be. Trust me, you want to choose this. Peace.